Listen up, scumbags. It's time for the General's Fishing Report. Brought to you by the General. Carlton General, that is.
Many fish bites if you got good bait.
Oh, yeah. It's me and Leaf. We're here to talk about fishing. How you doing, Leaf?
I'm doing well enough to talk about some fishing.
Well, good. You know what? I don't think I got your mic right.
I don't feel like I hear me. Hear
me? Do you hear me now?
I hear you now. Yeah. Do you hear you?
I do hear me now.
Okay, we must be firing all cylinders.
As I was saying, am not unwell.
I don't know if that's good or not. That's like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Been watching a lot of George Carlin lately.
Good.
Kind of helps me cope with the times right now.
He was brilliant, wasn't he?
Oh, he's so good. He's so good.
Yeah.
Changing the seasons.
No kidding. My hands are still cold. It's sunny out, but it's cold.
Yeah, if you're not in the sun, you're not getting any benefit from it right now.
No, but I got to say, I love this time of year.
Oh, I do too.
I just see this issue that my blood's too thin, summer. And you just deal with it with clothing.
Oh, it takes, scientists say it takes at least like 2 weeks for you to acclimate to any kind of big temperature swings. I've just been hearing about. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's not, it's not totally out of the norm. Yeah. It's going to take us all a little while to adjust to it for sure.
But I got to say, I love Indian summer. This is my favorite.
It's beautiful. The air is clean. You know, we're getting real nice color changes.
Mm-hmm.
The water's cooling down,
yeah.
I think all the critters are digging it. I think all the way, the subsurface and above surface critters are all happy.
Good.
We just had our rivers, closed. There is one river still open. I kind of forget to throw out there sometimes in, the Stehekin River is open through October. So there is always a chance there, although I've heard it's a little bit, hit and miss, kind of depending on weather from John over there at Stehekin River Fishing Adventures. This is the time of year where if you're versatile, you stay happy. Mm-hmm. I am super happy throughout the year because there's just...
Because you're versatile.
Yeah. Yeah, there's different fisheries, and I'm just really looking forward to a few of them that are coming up.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, I really enjoy these lowland lakes. Some of my favorite ones will produce some very large fish, a few of them I would throw out there. I guess I'll share a secret or two, or a buzzard, just on the other side of the hill there. It's a public lake and everything, but it has the habit of growing some giant fish. Has a lot of good scuds in there, leeches, snails. Depth has the right amount of depth in that lake, and mm-hmm. and it has fish that hold over. And then here in the valley, I heard that Campbell was doing really good, kind of have a good balance of frequency of catch and nice size catch in there too.
Okay.
So those are two I would definitely throw out there, and just a lot of the other ones are doing well right now too. I know I've done really well at this time of the year for late smallmouth up at Patterson.
Yeah.
And also, the kokanee too are always a mainstay up there. There's a few small creeks and things that are still open, around here that I'll be checking out. I got to check my rigs, but I think some of these are going to stretch later, like Salmon Creek and, some of these other ones here, like Crab Creek are open throughout the year. That's way further out of town here. But I'm thinking about taking a little road trip now that I've kind of got a little time to do so. The Columbia will be doing really good. I like fishing Rufus Woods and Omak Lake through the fall. So, real potential for big fish at both of those places as well.
There's a lot of room in there for being versatile.
Yep. Versatility is the name of the game. And, I've definitely been watching some numbers that I see in my other job with the coho, the Methow River coho, seem to be one of the only bright lights in the fisheries world going on in the Upper Columbia right now.
Oh, really?
Our numbers are looking really good. We've been able to watch our fish coming across these dams because of the tags that they have in them.
Yeah.
They're not targeted a lot of the time downriver, so they've made it up and through, and we've got quite a few coming. I would encourage people to maybe, give their local WDFW detachment a call, 997-0316, to talk to old Ryan Fortier there. I won't harp on him too much, but maybe sometimes it would help for us all to demand the quality and quantity of fisheries that we have paid for. That's about all I'm going to say about that. But I think I've seen some headlines in the newspapers and in the news and everything lately there's nothing wrong with demanding what you're paying for there, folks.
Okay.
So definitely give them a call. Ryan's a great guy. A lot of these folks here are doing a great job. I was a little discouraged after talking to some of the folks higher up. You know, the money's in there. We've paid for these programs. The kind of the way it works, long and short, is a lot of it gets gobbled up in our state's general fund. And so not allowed to really stand alone. We, you know, we get these, the Upper Columbia Steelhead and Salmon endorsement stamp. That pays for game wardens and creel tax and everything else. And then it's not supposed to go into the state's general fund. And it does. So it's just kind of the things that happen there. So sometimes it's going to just be up to us to demand a little bit more. We did pay for it. It's up to them to use the money. Right.
Man, I appreciate you bringing, I mean, you're more aware of these things than probably the run-of-the-mill fisherman. So, you know, thanks for
Well,
doing
you know,
that.
This is just my opinion here. And I don't want to attach any of my other, you can attach my Methow fishing adventures to this, but there's a lot of people in the fisheries world doing a good job. A lot of these organizations are doing a great job. And I've always tried to extol the great efforts that the WDFW are doing. I've been a little bit disappointed lately. And I think everybody kind of has gotten a gist of why. And that's part of why I left the department 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
There again, that's about as much as needs to be said about that. But just, you know, it is a government office. Demand what you paid for.
There you go.
And that's what I'll leave it on. You know, but by all rights, we should get a coho season. The numbers are
good,
there.
Good.
So it's only up to them to be organized enough to make it happen.
Okay.
Well. Other than that, you know, it's looking pretty good in these lowland lakes. I still see people going up into these high mountain lakes. And there again, Mr. Torrey, geez, that guy is just a mountain slayer. And I've seen some lakes that I cannot wait to get out there and check out. A couple I don't know what they are or where. I know where kind of generally they are, but I'm like, which one is that?
You're just going by the what it looks like.
And yeah, and the other ones he passed by, you know. So
interesting.
There's just all kinds of cool lakes out in these nooks and crannies in this high country too. And, you know, there again, like we were talking about last time, you know, keep your eye close on the weather as we get closer to these mountain snowfalls that they're talking about.
Yeah.
Myself, I would only be making it like a day hike. I'm just not into really freezing my butt off. So, you know, there's still probably a few chances, though, to strike out there and get into something in the day hike shot range.
Yeah,
there.
But definitely, like you said, keep an eye on the weather. I know.
Absolutely.
As we're talking right now, this weekend is looking dicey.
Yeah.
So anybody who, you know, these days during the week, yeah, you can kind of guess what you're going to get. You're going to get your ass froze off.
Exactly.
But you're probably not going to get snowed on. But
Friday. Exactly. Yeah. So, and there may be like another couple days after that, but I don't know. This is an Indian summer. You kind of got to.
I know.
You got to just be happy for every sunny day you get and don't be expecting the same thing next week at all.
Nope.
You know, I would be more than happy to get people out there and show them some of these lakes I got going in the lowland here, these still waters, man, producing great fish and great color throughout the fall. Mm-hmm. If you need any tips or just want to book a trip, always feel free. Give me a shout there at madhowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop, and you can give me a call the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. Take care of each other. Demand what you pay for from that government. Take care of your public lands and get that fish right on, baby. With my pole, mama, and my line, I'm going fishing. My mama's going fishing and the baby's going fishing too.